Come on, everybody, lose your English and pray in the Holy Ghost for the next 30 seconds. Come on, lose your English, pray in the Holy Ghost. Lose your English and pray in the Holy Ghost all over this building. If you're watching online, I need you to pray. Come on, lose your English. Everybody's mouth ought to be open. And begin to pray in the devil. Shata, ya, 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 ya. I want to hear the people praying in the spirit. Tired, don't get my soul to hold you. We worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the spirit. Worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the spirit. Come on up here, come on up here, come on up here, come on up here, come on up, come on up, come on up. Come on up here. Come on up, Koshite Emma. Come on up, Shake. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on up here. Come on up here. His wonders are in this room, but you gotta come on up here. Get out of your mind. Get out of your flesh. For we have somewhere to go in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit, in the spirit. What you need is in the spirit. What God desires to do, it's going to come from the spirit. Come on, open your mouth and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. I want you to go to about 5 people and say, what you need is in the spirit. Get out of your seat. Go tell 5 people, say, what you need is in the spirit. Come on. What you need is in the spirit. 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 Come on. Tell somebody, you got to say it like you got the spirit. You got to say it with fervency. You have to say it with enthusiasm. Yes, Lord. You gotta come on up here to where I am, because I'm not coming down to get you. You gotta come on up in the sin to where I am. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. On the count of 3, I need everybody to lift out a shout in this room, because something is happening, but your religious spirit is trying to fight against it. On the count of 3, I need you to close your eyes and shout to the top of your lungs. 1, 2, 3. Close your eyes and shout, 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 shout. There you go, Brother Bridges. Shout, shout. There's a miracle here. There's a breakthrough here. What you need is in the spirit. What you desire is in the spirit. I dare you to close your eyes and to get out of yourself.
love and the sin to the spirit. Open. There is a divine opening. All you have to do is open your spirit and receive it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let all of that frustration go. What you need is not in the earth realm anyway. It's in the spirit. Come on here. Let that anxiety go. What you need is in the spirit. What you need is in the spirit. Come on up here. We got somewhere to go. It's in the spirit. It's in the spirit. It's in the spirit. Hey, it's in the spirit. About 30 more seconds, I want you to lose your English and go crazy. About 30 more seconds, if you got to bow like others, if you got to walk around, I want you to lose your English. What you need is not in your spouse. What you need is not even in your house. What you need is in the spirit. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's in the spirit. Set your affections on things above. Set your affections on things above. Come on now. He's trying to take you higher here. But you gotta lose yourself. And you gotta go up in the spirit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Said, this is what I want. I need everybody to close your eyes and lift up your hands and say, Lord, I surrender to your spirit. Lord, I surrender to your will for my life. Lord, I'm tired of fighting you. Lord, I'm tired of finding my own way. Lift your hands up. Lord, lift your hands up. Lord, I surrender. Lord, I yield. Lord, I've reached the end of myself. Come on, tell them you surrender. 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 I will live in the spirit. I will dwell in the spirit. And I will dwell in your house forever and ever. I will dwell in your house. One thing have I desired to thing, one thing. Where are my people that say, Lord, I desire one thing, and that's to dwell in your house. I desire one thing, that's to inquire in your temple. One thing.
One thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord. We will be a surrendered people. We will be a yielded people. If the person next to you is conscious, and even if they're not, I just want you to do it by faith, and I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, now I don't want y'all to go crazy because I gotta give you this word, but
just look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Say, neighbor, God will take care of you. Find somebody else and say, neighbor, he promised that he will take care of you. If you believe he's a God that's going to take care of you, clap your hands now and open up your mouth and give God praise, because God will take care of you. Only if you believe that, then God is going to take care of you. I don't care what happens in this economy. I don't care what happens in this nation. I don't care who leaves and who walks away. God made me a promise that he will take care of me. I need a praiser in the building that says, I have confidence in God that he will take care of me. Come what may, he gonna take care of me. I don't care what I'm facing right now. God made me a promise that he will take care of me. And not only will it take care of you, but he gonna take care of your children. He gonna take care of your children's children. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God made me a promise that he will take care of you. Somebody praise him now, because he gonna take care of you. Yes, he will. Let's go to Genesis 12. Prophet Anthony, he gonna take care of us. Sister Joy, he gonna take care of us. Brother Chris, he gonna take care of us. He made a promise. Somebody just say, he promised that he would take care of me. Amen. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. We got a praiser. His word shall not return unto him void. If you can, praise God. Amen. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. But he promised. Woo! Sister Chrissy, God made a promise. You got to stand on it. Genesis 12. Genesis 12. My God. It's gonna be alright because he promised. Oh, yes, sir, Jesus. It's gonna be alright because he promised. Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. Somebody say, God will take care of you. And I will make thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee. And curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all thy families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he had departed out of Haran. You can read the rest on your own. Because sometimes when God gives us instructions, we try to take people that's not a part of the plan. When God gives us a word, you try to make it your friend's word. But this is an individual thing. When God gives you a word, when God gives you a mandate, when God gives you instructions, you're going to try to take Lot on with you. And look at somebody and say, Lot ain't a part of the plan. Look at somebody else and say, Lot was not a part of the prophecy. Amen. Amen. The title of my message today is God will take care of you. But you gotta get thee out of the familiar. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, God is calling you out of familiarity. Come on, say, God is calling you out of life as you have always known it. Amen. Amen. God is calling you out. There is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And God is calling you out of the familiar. God is calling you out of the familiar. I say, God is calling you out of the familiar. That familiar praise, that familiar worship, that familiar prayer life you got that ain't hitting on nothing. God is, somebody say, God is calling me out. He's calling me out. He's calling me out. Come on, Kira, open your mouth. God is calling me out. He calling me out. Amen. God is calling us out of familiarity. And somebody say, he has a plan, but you first gotta come out. Amen. God has a plan for every person in this room, but you'll never see the plan of God until you obey him. Look at somebody and say, obey God. Come on, touch yourself and say, obey God. Amen. You want the promise, but you gotta obey. But you gotta obey. I said obey now. You gotta obey. If you want the promise of God, you gotta obey. Hey, I call your flesh subject. I call your will into agreement with the will of God. You gotta obey now. You gotta obey. You gotta obey.